The next patient is Judith Brillante. Their last name is Bravo Roger India Lima Hotel Alpha November Tango Echo. BRILHANTE. Judith. JUDITH. Number one, clinical case of an 80-year-old female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD4 that has been present for a long time. The most likely situation is that she has a nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes. She doesn't have significant proteinuria. In the laboratory workup, there was a done in September the 5th of 2023, the serum creatinine 2.38 and the BUN is 91. This patient is with severe volume contraction. The BUN creatinine ratio is significant. That means that the patient is using metolazone more than what she is supposed to. The patient is encouraged to decrease the amount of metolazone that she uses. And I think that the GFR now with a corrected blood sugar is higher than 20. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 119 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C reported on September the 5th is 6.2%, which is the first time that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a cardiomyopathy that is dilated cardiomyopathy, very severe with a very decreased ejection fraction. The body weight has gone down from 170 to 148 pounds. The edema has decreased, and the patient looks much better. The patient is encouraged to follow the fluid restriction, sodium restriction, in order to control the cardiomyopathy. Following number, the patient has a history of hypokalemia that is associated to the administration of pantoprazole, leading to hypomagnesemia, leading to hypokalemia. Comma. Another factor is the concomitant administration of loop diuretics with metolazone. Period. The patient should restrict the metolazone to 2 times a week at the most. Following number anemia, the patient goes to a cancer center, but there is no evidence of improvement in terms of hemoglobin hematocrit. The hemoglobin went up to 9.1. It was 8.9 in the past. Period. The iron saturation was from 13 to 17. The patient needs a more aggressive therapy, especially in the presence of cardiomyopathy. And for that reason, I wrote a letter to Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, explaining the urgency to correct this anemia. Following number, the patient has the restless leg syndrome. Following number, vitamin D with supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup.